The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Continuing along the topic that we had discussed in the previous shiur, the sugya in Rosh Hashanah brings the incident involving the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua about the status of a new moon to make Kiddush HaChodesh on a certain type of moon. And Rabbi Yehoshua take an issue with Rabbi Gamliel's psak. And Rabbi Gamliel at that point had ordered Rabbi Yehoshua to appear before him on the Yom Kippur that falls out according to Rabbi Yehoshua's cheshbon with his staff and his money belt. Rabbi Yehoshua was extremely distressed until he ultimately encountered Rabbi Akiva, who had conveyed to him how he should, reasons why he should follow Rabbi Gamliel's psak and not be distressed about it, which at that point he appeared before Rabbi Gamliel on the Yom Kippur according to his cheshbon. And the Gemara brings a drasha of Atem, three Atem Afilu Mutim. That the Gemara's drasha is to tell us that even when it's an error, we would still go follow the psak, going by Kiddush HaChodesh. And the question is that the Ramban in the pasuk in Parashas Shoftim, by the Sasser min Adavar Shegil L'Chayim Minu Smoil, that Afilu Aymer Al Yemin Shu Smoil, even when the psak is wrong, we still follow it, actually cites this example of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Gamliel as based on the pasuk of Leisasser. So if we know it from Leisasser that we always follow Bezdin when they're in error, then why do we need the psukim of Atem v'lei mutim, the drash in Rosh Hashanah, which is from a different pasuk, if we already know it from Leisasser? So perhaps we could explain as follows that the din of Leisasser, the din that we follow Bezdin even when they're in error, is the Kli Yakar on that pasuk explains that the pshat is that everything in the Torah, even those things that are aser or those things that are mutter, have a tzad that goes the other way. In other words, a tzad lakan. To explain, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Meir was able to give 150 reasons to be Mitahar Sheretz. Now, we know, obviously, Sheretz is Tameh. So what was the point? What was Rabbi Meir's exercise of finding 150 reasons why Sheretz should be Tahar? Well, what was the point of it? What did it accomplish? So the Kli Yakar explains that Rabbi Meir understood the other tzad, the tzad that had been rejected, the Torah, the Rabbanu Shalom and the Torah rejected that tzad. But nonetheless, the tzad exists. And the point the Kli Yakar explains is that b'makom where there's eis lasis l'Hashem, where there's a specific purpose of eis lasis, which is obviously very limited usage, only for Sanhedrin, for Tzarech of Klal Yisrael, a Navi, L'Hatzolos Yisrael, L'Tzarech Yisrael, Aliyah B'Har Carmel, for example. So at that point, we're mitzarev, we combine the eis lasis and that tzad that had been rejected in the Torah, the tahara of the sheretz, for example. And through that, we could be matarit for temporarily for the eis lasis. So in other words, Rabbi Meir had understood the 150 reasons of the sheretz. He was now in a position, if there would be an eis lasis, and he would be qualified, and the situation would be qualified, then he could use the eis lasis together with the tzad tahara to allow it for a temporary heter for the eis lasis. Again, this is exclusive to either a navi or something that's Talos Yisrael. It's not something we could use at our own according to our own discretion. But it does exist. So that being the case, so even when Bezdin is in error, so even when it's an error, it could be the Leisasser will tell us that we should follow it because of the other, in other words, the other tzadim, combined with the fact that Bezdin is going with those tzadim, would tell us to follow what Bezdin says, even when we know it to be wrong. We had mentioned in the last year that if the Talmud Chacham, who does know the wrong, would have the obligation to approach Bezdin and try and convince them of what he believes to be an error. But should they maintain their position, he has to go along with it. And if he's going to pass it differently, he'll be a Zaken Mamre. Perhaps the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Gamliel was that even though over here we were dealing with something which is a little bit more of a Metzius, a little bit more of something which was in the Metzius and the facts, or so maybe there over there there would be a Havat meaning to say that doesn't go into Leisasser. Leisasser would be on something which is a Din. Let's say Din Tahira, Din Toma. So we have Tzadim why it should be Tahara, Tzadim why it should be Tame, Tera Paskin Tame. Bezdin goes along and says Tahar. So assuming it fits into the necessary criteria to have the din of Leisasser, in other words, something that Bezdin that would make a mistake that Bezdin would make that we would be obligated to follow. So the Torah said Tame, the Bezdin says Tahar. So we do have that Tzad Tahara that exists that's rejected by the Torah. But when Bezdin goes with it, the Yachid after trying to convince Bezdin of his position, now, if he's unsuccessful, has to follow. But what about something which is more of a Metzius, like Kiddush HaChodesh? Over there, it would be a makom to say that that there's no way to follow Bezdin. It's a Metzius. The Metzius is, according to the Chaylik perspective, the Metzius is wrong. Kamash Malan, we have the pasuk of Atam Afilu Mutim, that it's true even by Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's again really using the Leisasser just with the Giloy that even Kiddush HaChodesh will fit into the parasha of Leisasser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.